the guy who never learned to dance.
Right on, man. Great song. Wild Card Wednesday continues. Mike in Michigan requested Jeff Healey. God bless his soul. Rest in peace, Jeff Healey. Jeff Healey band Angel Eyes. He chose it because he knows how much I love Canadian musicians. Oh! He also could have chosen it because he knows how much I love Roadhouse! Because he's in Roadhouse, Jeff Healey. That guy could play the guitar. He played it weird. You guys know who Jeff Healey is, right? Blind dude from Roadhouse who played the guitar like on his lap?
Yes.
That's Jeff Healey, man. He ruled. He ruled. And he's Canadian, which means he liked Saga. So, there you go. Because all Canadians like Saga. Do you know Jonathan Taves? Biggest Saga fan in the world. So...
Watch, he's going to come after you. Like, what are you talking about?
He'd be like, who the hell is Saga, man? Saga was popular before Jonathan Taves was born, I think. Yeah. All right. Are we ready to start this competition, Esmeralda? I see you're cracking your knuckles.
Yes.
Getting all ready to go. Skip Skipley, are we...
Would you like to hear the theme?
Let's hear the theme. That's right. Now, this is based on the, was that the outfield? Was that your love, Dan, that was going to start there?
Let's find out.
Hey, all right. It sounded like Your Love by the Outfield. Yeah.
It was indeed.
See, I know my outfield. Don't play around, man. On Name That Tune, I would do bit a note and say, I'll just take one note because I know the outfield. By the way, that Josh Hutcherson sketch from Saturday Night Live, was it last season or the season before? The season before, I think. Yeah, it was season before. where they do that song. Did you ever see that, Esmeralda? Did you ever see that sketch?
No.
Oh, my God. Just look at you. We can't play it on the radio because it's visual. It was Josh Hutcherson.
Oh, yes, I did see that.
And they do the Your Love song. It's unbelievably funny. It was the episode, it was Josh Hutcherson, and who were the two girls?
Vanessa Bayer.
No. The two girls that are in the band, they just played Lollapalooza. It's a one-name thing, and it's two chicks, and they have one name. Anyway, that's the musical guest.
Haim.
I'm sorry?
Haim.
Haim, that's it. So they were on, and they were in that sketch as well. So it's phenomenal. All right, so what do we got? This is based on the VH1 board game for pop-up video that a listener gave to me at one of my film screenings. And we play it every once in a while, and Esmeralda and I battle each other. All right, are we ready? Who's up first, Skip?
It will be you, Mr. DiGilio.
Oh, good Lord.
The song is Video Killed the Radio Star by The Buggles.
Okay.
Please sing any line from this song.
The chorus, I think, is the only thing I really know. Video killed the radio star. Video killed the radio star.
Very nice.
Thank you very much.
Bravo.
Thank you.
Esmeralda.
Yes.
This video holds a special place in modern music history for being what?
The first video on MTV.
That is correct.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Okay.
Mr. DiGilio.
Yeah.
What quote-unquote relaxing group did singer Trevor Horn produce record for after leaving the Buggles? So singer Trevor Horn left the Buggles and went to produce this quote-unquote relaxing group.
That would be Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Esmeralda, what group redid this song for the 1998 film The Wedding Singer?
Ben Folds 5.
That is incorrect.
What?
You're so definitive, too.
Wow, and she answered that like in a millisecond. Right. I can't steal, right? Do we allow
steals?
We
do not allow steals.
I didn't think so, but I don't know it. Who was it?
The presidents of the United States.
Oh.
Millions of peaches.
Yeah.
Peaches for me. I love those guys. I love that album. That album with peaches. That album rules. Penfolds 5, I'm sure, is on the album.
He's
right?
done tons of covers, yeah.
Maybe he did cover it, but not in The Wedding Singer. Maybe that's what
Whatever.
Happened. Oh, all right. Oh,
wow.
Okay. All right, next.
All right, all of the extra credit questions are multiple choice.
Uh-oh.
So just we'll throw that out there here at all the right. beginning. Nick DiGilio.
Yeah, yeah.
What 70s group released an album called Point of No Return?
Kansas.
Yes, Kansas is correct.
Okay, sorry. I was so mad that I didn't get it right away. I was like, wait, it's a question about an album from the 70s? What? Okay.
Esmeralda, which of the following was not an original MTV VJ? J.J. Jackson, Alan Hunter, Adam Curry, or Nina Blackwood?
Who was not an original?
Correct. J.J. Jackson, Alan Hunter, Adam Curry, or Nina Blackwood.
Oh, man. It's between the two. Was it... The Curry guy.
That is correct.
That's right.
Adam Curry was not one of the original five.
He had some ridiculous hair.
He did.
Oh, my God, did he have ridiculous hair. Okay.
Mr. DiGilio.
Yes, sir.
What's the nickname of India's movie-making capital of Bombay?
Bollywood.
That is correct.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't let you give the choices.
No, that's fine. Hey, right. You know, if you know it, you know it.
All right.
Own it.
All right.
Esmeralda owned Ben Folds. But,
that's right. You know. Ben Folds 5!
Was that wasn't multiple choice, was it?
No.
It wasn't.
Okay,
no, it wasn't. Yeah.
I was like, man.
Oh, my God. All right. Esmeralda. What singer Neil Diamond's nickname? What is singer Neil Diamond's nickname? A, the Jewish Elvis. B, Neil the Real. C, Legs Diamond. Or D, Shaz.
What?
This is the most ridiculous question in history. What singer is Neil Diamond's nickname? A, the Jewish Elvis. B, Neil the Real. C, Legs Diamond. Or D, Shaz.
Oh,
God.
Let's do. None of those sound plausible. Shaz. Oh, is it the real one?
That is incorrect. The
Jewish Neil is the Jewish Elvis.
The Jewish Elvis. Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I guess.
Yeah. Why would he be on that? Now we have to figure out why that was asked. Is there a diamond in the video?
It would tie to the Wedding Singer.
Oh.
Like as a... Robbie was Jewish in the film, I believe.
Okay.
That's the only thing I can think of.
Okay. All right, well, there you go. That was one card down, right?
Yes.
All right, we got a break for the news. We'll come back and we'll continue this battle. It's 4-2, Nick. 4-2. All right. Vic isn't playing. The news is next. Yeah, man, Wild Card Wednesday. Wild Card Wednesday. Robin Elgin requested Sugarloaf's Don't Call Us, We'll Call You. Sugarloaf. Do you know what Sugarloaf's biggest hit is, Esmeralda?
No.
Green-Eyed Lady.
Okay.
You don't know Green-Eyed Lady?
I am not familiar.
Oh. Oh! All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we're doing one of our regular features here. Esmeralda and I are... battling in the VH1 pop-up video board game. We love to have fun with this thing. By the way, speaking of regular features, I just want to remind everybody we were off for a week, but our regular Friday features are returning. So listen 24/7 whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty, makes you giggle, listen 24/7 and jot it all down, the name, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Also, if I'm mentioned in any capacity, you become a spy. And jot that down, That's for Nick D. Show Spies, and send that all to nickdshow@gmail.com. And we also have You Big Dummy. If you'd like to read a You Big Dummy story, same thing. Send a link to a funny dummy story and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. We got a packed show on Friday, by the way. We'll have our regular features. We're going to get started on the regular features a little later because we've got some special guests. Friday morning, Steve and Johnny are going to join us.
Oh, fun.
So Steve and Johnny will join us, followed by Mike Lookinland, who played Bobby Brady on The Brady Bunch. He will be joining
nice.
Us. He's got a gig here in Chicago that he's going to talk about for the weekend.
That took me a second. I'm like, wait.
Yep.
Wait, what?
The mindset list comes out this week. And the two guys who put that list together every year, the Beloit College guys who put the mindset list together, are going to join us to talk about that. That's all Friday. It's going to be packed. Tomorrow, Dan Feinberg is going to be on with us on Thursday morning, followed by one of the authors of Pearl Jam FAQ, which is a book about Pearl Jam, because they're playing this weekend. So we got some packed stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Ow! Oh!
Oh! You forgot which one it
I
was
I forgot.
There.
I'm sorry. Oh! Okay. Still one of my favorite things in any movie this year is that guy going, oh, in Keanu. It's one of my favorite things of the film year. When we do the, you know, Dan, when we do the subcategory lists at the end of the year.
Yes.
That will be on my list for one of my favorite things. Favorite sound cue of any movie from any movie this year. Oh, from Keanu. And by the way, Keanu's available on your on-demand now. It's also available on DVD. If you didn't see it in the theater, and a lot of people didn't, it's hilarious. It's Key and Peele and A Beautiful Cat. I downloaded it. I got the digital download. I own it now.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched it like 7 times.
Oh,
it's so funny. It gets funnier every time. Oh, okay. All right, Dan, shall we continue? Skip Skipley out of retirement.
Out of retirement. Do I retire during the commercial breaks too or just in between visits?
Well, I think you retired every break. In order to have a retirement party, oh. In order to justify a retirement party.
How many gold watches do you own?
That's
now?
A lot.
It's got about 80 gold watches. Okay, Esmeralda's first, right, on this new card?
This is correct, yes.
Okay, here we go.
The song is Virtual Insanity by Jamiroquai.
Song rules. That's a fly jam, by the way.
Esmeralda, you may sing or hum any line from the song.
All right. I listen to these all the time, and I can't.
It's hard.
Without the words.
This is the hardest part of yeah. this, of these quizzes.
Do 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 do. Virtual insanity is.
God, you sounded exactly like Jamiroquai.
Uncanny, uncanny.
Like I only remember the end.
Yeah, that's the end. Yeah. That's the end of the song. Okay,
Mr. Gilio,
what happened?
What is in motion during this video?
Is that multiple choice?
No. But
the floor.
Right, the room.
Oh, okay.
But yeah.
Yeah, the room.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a trick.
No.
Because there's a bug in there, too. Oh, well, now I'm probably going to give away one of the questions. I'm sure that there's a question about the bug. I'm sure. Okay.
Esmeralda,
mm-hmm.
what is the name of the main singer of the band?
Oh, man.
Yeah, this is tough.
Ugh. Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
Oh, man, it's are you know?
Yeah, no.
J.
Ugh.
It's J A Y.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I got
J. Oh man, I don't. You know, it's tough. That's a hard question. What is it?
J K.
J K
A Y.
J K. That's right.
Given name is Jason, but he goes by J K.
That's mm-hmm. right. I would have known that had I known it.
Yeah.
All right.
Ditto.
All right.
Jamiroquai's lead singer has something in common with this Dr. Seuss character in the video.
The Cat in the Hat?
Correct. He's wearing a cat in the hat hat.
He always wears a big-ass hat. JK and his hat K.
I think he wears shorter hats now.
They're not
Yeah, they're not as large.
Not quite. Is Pharrell doing that now? Is that
yeah,
what Pharrell's doing? Starts out with the Arby's hat, and he's gone down now to a derby? All right. So this is the extra credit stuff, right?
The extra credit stuff, yes.
All right.
Esmeralda, the possibilities of virtual reality are explored in the book Neuromancer and other books by what author? Man, poor Esmeralda.
Wait a minute. That's not multiple choice?
That is not multiple choice.
Oh, my gosh. stupid nerd friends. They all talk about these things, and I can't, and I never pay attention.
I'll give you a hint. Last name is the name of a guitar company.
Yeah, cool.
And it's not Fender.
It's great.
What, do you know the original Mad Max? Who played the original Mad Max? Okay.
That guy.
Forget it. All right, forget it. Now, if you're not going to get that.
I got nothing.
Okay. William Gibson.
Yeah. That wouldn't have.
And Mel Gibson played the original
Mad
Max.
Right, that would not have clicked at all.
Yeah. Racist ass Melly Gibson. Oh, speaking of Key and Peele.
Right.
Okay.
This is multiple choice, Nick.
Okay.
What was the first Hollywood movie to show a toilet flush in a bathroom?
Psycho.
That is correct. Gee whiz. What are the chances?
I know. But here's the other thing, though.
What's
thing.
What's that?
In October, I showed that at the film club, and that was one of the little tidbits I threw in.
Oh, okay.
So I just remember, and the audience loved it, by the way. That was like, I gave that little tidbit. I said, you're watching this movie. This is the first movie to ever show a toilet flush on the screen. And during the toilet flush, and during the movie, when Norman Bates flushes the toilet, it got applause in the theater.
Wow.
I have a sophisticated bunch who come see my movies. All right, Esmeralda, you're next. It's by the way, 7-3.
Mm-hmm. Esmeralda, what two letters are missing from the telephone dial?
All right, hold on.
You can't look at a phone.
I'm not looking at a phone. I'm pretending I have a phone in front of me. So there.
But you do have a phone in front of you.
Yeah, but it doesn't. It's not the same.
I know. Okay, I'm kidding.
Got important traffic info.
No. I have a phone in front of me.
Wait, was it two of them?
Two of them, yes.
Is it?
Well, she thinks the relation here is because his name is J.K., which would be two letters.
Right. So it's, I'm going to go with O. Because it'd be too much like zero.
So you're going to go O.
O and, let's see, XYZ is in there.
People are now looking at their phones. I think they've since changed this, by the
way. Yeah, I think probably. Yeah. I think they're old. Think of the old.
Yeah, these are the old rotary phones. So they're now
go with L and O.
That
no?
isn't correct.
Whatever.
Would you like to give it a shot, Mr. Gilio?
Q.
Yes.
What?
Yeah, Q. I used to play tricks on people, by the way. I'll tell you that in a second. Q and Q and X.
Z.
Oh, Q and Z.
Wait, Z?
Yeah, it's old.
Oh, it's man. Old.
Here's the joke I used to tell on people. I used to play on people. I said, you know that WMAQ is having a really big contest right now. You have to dial 591-WMAQ. And they'd go, oh. They'd get to the last letter and go, come on, man. Because there was no Q on the... See how incredibly riot. Witty I was, wow. Man? That was a riot. That's almost as good as ridiculous.
Genius over here.
I'm telling you.
A real genius.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that.
Which is on Tinder, not Tinder. What the hell is it?
Crackle.
Tinder. Yeah, you can meet up with Val Kilmer. You can swipe left on Val Kilmer.
His nickname is Airborne.
Airborne.
Let's get this in before weather and traffic so we can move on to the next card.
All right.
John Wilkes Booth shot Abraham Lincoln at what theater? The Globe, Madison Square Garden, Ford's Theater, or the Folger Theater?
Madison Square Garden.
I know, apparently. At the jumped Barclay around Center? In time.
It's a Ford's Theater.
That is correct.
Okay. Madison Square Garden? Yeah, it was during a Knicks game. All right. We have a break here for weather and traffic. We'll come back and wrap up the old WMAQ quiz.
Call in, everybody.
Call in. That's right. Here's your forecast. No, there are now cues around the
phone. They're only from a rotary phone.
Only from a rotary phone, exactly. Our last Wildcard Wednesday request. Mike requested Blind Faith's Do What You Like, and specifically for Clapton's solo, which he thinks is Clapton's best. That's a great solo, but, man, that's a tough thing to narrow down. Clapton's best solo? I wouldn't want to be responsible for picking that. All right. So we're starting a new card. Is that right, Skip Skipley? Welcome back, by the way, from retirement.
Thank you very much.
All right, what do we got going? By the way, the score is 8-3, me.
Oh, man. All right.
Skip is not happy when I win these games.
No.
It just makes Skip angry.
I'm just angry because I'm back from retirement.
They keep cutting you out.
Yeah. They keep sucking you, pulling you back in. Okay.
Right back in.
Yep.
The song Can't Help Falling in Love by UB40. Mr. DiGilio, please sing a line.
Well, it's a reggae version, mm-hmm. Didn't they do it like a reggae? Yeah. You said UB40, because UB40 is a reggae band, so yes. It would be, I can't help falling in love with you.
I'm pretty sure that's not the case, but the card says any line, which is that. So.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't. Wise man, only fool.
Man, come on.
I don't know.
They punched it up with horns. That's basically the thing.
I'm not going to do well on this card, by the way.
Well, here's one for Esmeralda. This song was originally done by whom?
Elvis.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Woo.
That's right.
Mr. DiGilio.
What happened?
UB40's first hit was a cover of which, quote-unquote, colorful reggae tune originally composed by Neil Diamond? Sometimes referred to as the Jewish Elvis.
Oh, my gosh. I wonder if that's the connection.
Red Wine?
That is correct.
Okay. Neil Diamond wrote that?
Apparently so.
Wow. He is the Jewish Elvis.
Gosh.
I bet that was actually a fact that they used twice. They probably used it on this video, too.
Right. Yeah, I could see that.
Esmeralda, true or false? I believe our first time doing a true or false here on the game.
Oh!
True or false, a UB-40 is a type of military plane.
False.
You are correct. Okay. It is
U-2.
Sub.
U-2 is a type of military plane.
Is it a sub?
It is not, actually. It is a British unemployment form.
Yeah.
Oh.
They were trying to screw you up because of U-2.
They were.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
because U-2 is a warplane.
I was thinking it's a warplane or a submarine.
No. when you're on the dole, man.
It's neither. Okay.
When you're on the dole.
All right. We've entered the extra credit question.
Good Lord. All right. Here we go.
Mr. DiGilio, despite the fact you're not a drinking man anymore, please list the three ingredients in a White Russian.
That would be vodka, that would be Kahlua, and that would be cream.
That is correct.
Right. It's not like I never had a White Russian before, and I bartend. It's not like I've never prepared one.
Right,
you would have got that one easily as well, Esmeralda. Of course. How many White Russians did you make?
Not too many. Yeah. I think there was a dude who would come in all the time.
A dude?
Yeah, there was like one
there
person.
There would be
there
a
dude many.
Who
oh,
came
okay.
in and had a White Russian?
All right, yes.
All right.
By the way, Texas, if you can explain the relation there, I don't know what that has to do with UB40. Can't help falling
a
in love
A White Russian.
You.
Okay. Can't help falling in love with you. Yeah, well, if anybody can figure that one out, why is the recipe for a White Russian connected to the UB40 video for Can't Help Falling in Love with You?
Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm. Great.
No.
Thanks, Skip.
No. Hey, that was sarcastic, but soon it'll be genuine. In what movie do a group of Elvis impersonators jump out of an airplane?
You can't have forgotten this 24 hours ago. It was only 24 hours ago.
Wait. Oh, no.
Oh no, Esmeralda!
Oh,
hold on.
You don't
hold
listen
on.
To my show.
I do. I just don't remember the name.
Thanks a lot, Esmeralda. I really appreciate that. I really appreciate your dedication to the show. Less than 24 hours ago, we talked about this movie.
Oh,
I'm just too busy watching Zapped.
Yeah, you're watching Zapped again with the suck juice or whatever, with the smart juice or whatever.
Oh. I can't remember.
What do you do when you get married? Right after you get married?
Honeymoon in Vegas.
There you go.
There you go.
Wow.
Esmeralda hates my show. That's just been proven. That's just been proven. She watches BoJack Horseman while we're doing a show. All right, what's next?
All right, Mr. DiGilio.
What happened?
The Scarlet Letter was worn by what character in the Hawthorne novel? So what's the character's name with the Scarlet Letter?
Hester. Do I have to have her whole name?
It does list the whole name, but I am impressed you know Hester, so I will give it
to you. What's her, what's the last
Not name? With
Hester
a P, right?
Prynne.
Yeah. I shouldn't have known the whole thing. I'm really mad.
No, that's impressive.
All right. What's next?
All right. Last one on this card. Multiple choice for you, Esmeralda.
All right.
British slang for unemployment is known as being on the...
The dole.
Being on
this
the
is craziness, right?
Yes.
That I do know.
All right. Hang on. I also said it 5 minutes ago. Oh, you were listening then.
No, I wasn't.
Seriously, you said it 5 minutes ago?
Oh, God. My producer doesn't listen to the show either. All right, let's find out. We're going to wrap this up real quick. We'll have time for one more card. We'll fly through it. But here's Steve with the opening bell highlights. Hi, Steve.
Hi. I think the show's fixed. I think it's fixed against you, Nick.
Against me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm winning, by the way.
I know, but I just your questions always seem very hard compared to Esmeralda's.
Jeez.
I don't know.
Well, it'd be easier if she actually listened to my show. She might be able to get one or two.
Well, hey, listen, coming up on the opening bell, it's the business of pets. There's a new facility in the suburbs that's opening up that will help rehabilitate your pets at the Veterinary Specialty Center. We're going to be talking with one of the lead vets there. Believe it or not, dogs have all kinds of injuries, and they can be costly and very painful, and they're working on some new technology up there that'll hopefully help. That'll be coming up next on the opening bell.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Steve.
Have a great day.
You too, buddy. All right, real quick, what's the next card?
The song is Who Will Save Your Soul by Jewel.
You're going to kill me.
There we go. Esmeralda, please sing us a line from the song.
Who will save your soul? Oh, wait, hold on.
That's fine. That's fine. She wrote it when she was living in her car. So.
Right.
All right.
Mr. DiGilio, the video was shot in what kind of room?
A pantry.
That is incorrect.
A bathroom.
A bathroom. That is correct, Esmeralda. Esmeralda, in what state did Jewel spend?
Alaska.
Yes.
Okay.
Nick, Mr. DiGilio.
Yeah.
Before being saved by a record deal, where was she forced to sleep?
Her car.
Wow.
All right. Now, this next part of the question isn't about the damn video, right?
We'll find out. Esmeralda, quote unquote, soul man Dan Aykroyd, unwillingly traded in his expensive jewels for pimp clothes in what movie? Dan Aykroyd unwittingly traded in his expensive jewels for pimp clothes in what movie?
Oh, Trading Places.
That is correct.
What does that have to do? I wonder.
Probably being broke.
Soul.
Yeah.
He's soul man, Dan Aykroyd.
Soul man. Oh. Got it. Okay.
Mr. DiGilio.
Yeah.
What television character referred to the bathroom as his office?
Archie Bunker?
That is incorrect.
Wow, who was it?
Fonz.
Oh, that's really right. Yeah. Okay, the bathroom.
Esmeralda, what is the name of the annual Luskin sled dog race?
The Iditarod.
That is correct.
Okay.
And Mr. DiGilio.
Last one.
Last one, multiple choice. Whose real name is Don Von Villette? Evel Knievel, Dan Aykroyd, Captain Beefheart, or Don Knotts?
Evel Knievel.
That is incorrect.
Who is it?
Captain Beefheart.
Captain Beefheart. I thought his name was really Captain Beefheart.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so 14 to 10.
All right,
this
well,
time.
I was...
You
I
caught
was,
up. That lesson
catching up.
That damn Jewel.
I know more of those stupid... I haven't heard that song in a bit, though.
Yeah, that one, no. I'm not a fan. I think Jewel's very attractive, but no. Hey, Esmeralda, I'll see you tomorrow, right?
Oh, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Dan Feinberg with TV also tomorrow. All right, the news is next.